A fine Sunday morning to all you folks. Felton Pruitt here with you. We are still rolling out from the Creekside stage. We've got one more band down there. It's two bands. It's the Nashville Bluegrass Band along with Doc Watson. We'll be hitting that, maybe in about 15, 20 minutes or so. And then right after that, we're going to bring you My Friend Merle with Doc Watson, Sam Bush, Richard Watson, T. Michael Coleman, Jack Lawrence, Cliff Miller, Joe Smothers, hosted by Mitch Greenhill. There you go. So that's going to be wonderful. Later on this afternoon, Hot Rise. We're also going to be dipping into Mountain Heart for a little while as well. I guess actually right after the Nashville Bluegrass Band, we'll give you about the last half hour of Mountain Heart as we switch over there. And then around, I believe it's going to be about 2 o'clock Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, we'll be doing My Friend Merle with Doc Watson and friends. So that's our lineup for this afternoon. Right now, we've got Absolutely Mindy over there with her buddy Billy Jonas, who is a wonderful... Well, you describe what you are, Billy.
Let's see. 5'6", yes. Eyes of blue, curly hair. Some of it's new, most of it's old. But... in truth, I am what's called an industrial repercussionist and a foraged folk musician, which means I play stuff that I find, and the main thing that I find is the people wherever I go. I like to turn the audience into an instrument. So, Mindy's been to one of the shows. You can tell them about it. It's better if someone else says it.
Yeah, we play a lot of Billy's music on XM Kids, and you have two albums out right now. You just came out with an award. Is it an award-winning? At least a highly talked about album called What Kind of Cat Are You for Kids?
Two awards. The, Parents' Choice gave it a gold star, and also the Indie Awards gave it a first place for a family album. So I came out with another album also called Billy Jonas Live, which is for my grown-up audiences. I usually divide my time. The days are spent with kids, and the evenings are spent with adults. So, yeah, there are some awards coming in.
I didn't know it was an award-winning. I'll cue up What Kind of Cat Are You, okay?
Oh, fine.
You'll like it, Fountain. Right.
And if folks want to get a little more idea of what we're talking about, there's a website with some sound clips on it, billyjonas.com. And Billy Jonas is spelled, are you ready? You want to spell it with me?
billyjonas.com.
And if you say it in rhythm, it's easier to remember. It's billyjonas. So check it out. Merlefest is an amazing place to be. If you're listening and you've never been, make sure you get yourself down here because, oh my Lord, it is just the most amazing music. Last night, Ricky Skaggs. Could you believe that?
It was amazing.
He just was picking and grinning, and there was, I don't know, there was... six people on stage with him, and they were all the best musicians I'd ever heard, all six together. It just blew me away. And right before that, Del McCrory Band, just amazing. So
we have What Kind of Cat Are You? I have to talk on the microphone. Yeah. We have What Kind of Cat Are You queued up from Billy Jonas's...
I was going to ask Billy about, are you going to be touring around in the next few months or whatever?
Absolutely. If folks are in Texas, I'll be at the Kerrville Folk Festival for the third weekend of that, June 6th, 7th, 8th. Then after that, I'm headed to California. Just after that, I'll be out in the Northeast in Pennsylvania.
Where in California are you going to be?
That's going to be all in Los Angeles. There's not a particular festival. There's the Gindy Auditorium in L.A. If you go to the website itinerary, you can find the actual venues. But it's all in the Los Angeles area. But check out billyjonas.com for the specifics. There will be three concerts in the L.A. area, including a house concert that Dr. Demento is going to be at in person.
Now, have you met Dr. Demento before?
No, just virtually. We've talked over the phone and done emails, and he's playing the music on his station.
Now, you've talked on the phone. Now, how did you guys hook up?
Let me think. Eric Schwartz, an amazing musician, gave him my stuff, and then he listened to it, which was another miracle, and then we spoke. If he hears music he likes, he contacts the folks.
I've always been a big fan of his. So.
He's been around forever since, yeah. I don't know, I remember when I was like 5 years old. It's like, how can that be? And now that I'm 15, I mean, it's been a whole 10 years.
He kind of did children's music for 50-year-olds.
I think he still does.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, I know there's a lot of the songs I do that are kind of like that. One of them is on the Billy Jonas Live CD, and we're not allowed to say it on the radio.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, but a bunch of the others are, like this song you were talking about doing. It's kind of like, it's a kid's song, but it's an adult song, too. And I love sort of straddling that line, songs that inspire the mind and the heart and the body all at the same time, no matter what age you are.
introduce it, we'll play it.
We're about to hear a song called What Kind of Cat Are You? If you're a bluegrass fan, this is kind of bluegrass. If you're not a bluegrass fan, this is kind of not bluegrass. But it encourages you to sing along. If you know the answers to the questions, shout them at your radio.
What kind of cat hangs out in your house?
House cat.
What kind of cat hangs out in the alley?
Alley cat.
What kind of cat is a chocolate candy bar?
Kitty cat.
Yeah. What kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you those clues. What kind of cat are you? Gets harder. Put on your thinking cap. What kind of cat has the first name of Tom?
Tomcat.
What kind of cat is really, really scared?
Scared cat.
What kind of cat hangs out at the copy shop?
Copy cat.
What kind of cat is actually a fish?
Fish cat.
What kind of cat steals things at night?
Cat burglar.
What kind of cat hangs out with Batman?
Robin.
No, Robin is a bird.
Catwoman.
Yeah. What kind of cat has a thousand legs?
Caterpillar.
What kind of cat is a big expensive car?
Cadillac.
What kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you the clues. What kind of cat are you? Two finger clap. Put on your thinking cap. What kind of cat is a great big disaster?
Catastrophe.
What kind of cat is an even bigger disaster?
Cataclysm.
What kind of cat rhymes with that and is a long religious recitation?
Catechism.
What kind of cat is connected to the engineer car?
Catalytic converter.
Uh-huh. What kind of cat facilitates a chemical reaction?
Catalyst.
What kind of cat is a group of things that are similar?
Categories.
What kind of cat comes in the mail from Sears?
Catalog.
Yep. And what kind of cat is a whole bunch of cows?
Cattle.
Yeah. What kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you those clues. What kind of cat are you? Two finger clap. Put on your thinking cap. What kind of cat throws stuff over the wall of a castle?
Catacomb.
What kind of cat is tunnels under the castle?
Catacomb.
What kind of cat floats on two pontoons?
Catamaran.
And what kind of cat takes a picture of the inside of your body?
Cat scan.
Yeah.
What kind of cat obscures your vision?
Cataracts.
What kind of cat's being followed by a moon shadow?
Cat fever.
What kind of cat is the capital of Nepal?
Kathmandu.
Yeah. And what kind of cat carries your golf clubs?
Caddy.
Woo. What kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you those clues. What kind of cat are you? That's all my clues. The song is through.
Oh, yes. And yes, it's no, it's not XM Kids. It's Bluegrass Junction, live from Merlefest with What Kind of Cat Are You? Billy Jonas.